problem.
Alright, now, when I examine you, I see some tumor that is coming down through the cervix, okay? The cervix is part of the uterus, so, but when we see the cervix involved, usually that means you're gonna need some radiation after the hysterectomy, okay? I'm just telling you that right up front, so we know. We would only use chemotherapy if it had spread anyplace, like to the lymph nodes or something. But when the cervix is involved, there's increased risk of all that, so we do take out lymph nodes to make sure no sign of any spread,
okay?
Now, like any surgery, there's risk involved, just being put to sleep carries risk, it can have bleeding, it can have infection. We do this laparoscopically, and doing it that way, we have a lot less bleeding, a lot less infection, okay? You can have involvement, sometimes we find there's involvement of other organs, like the bowel or the urinary tract, if there any issues. I do bowel surgery, urologic surgery, if there's any, we would just take care of it at that time.
When you do the surgery,
yeah. People can have heart attacks, strokes with surgery. That's very rare, but it can happen. You can get blood clots when from surgery, and legs that break loose and go to the lungs. That can actually happen to anybody having surgery. We're actually going to give you a shot to help prevent that. Okay? That's my speech. I give it to everyone. And your prognosis is still excellent. The fact that I see the tumor at the cervix, that doesn't mean that things, anything bad is going to happen.
Okay.
But it does mean you may need some other treatment.
Okay.
Okay.
How long does it take for that tumor to become visible?
Well, it depends on where it started in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, their pathology report, they said they think it started in the uterus rather than the cervix, because that makes a difference. That would make the operation a little different. We can do something called a radical hysterectomy, and sometimes that's all you need, but usually it's easier to do just the regular hysterectomy, and if the cervix is involved like it looks like, then we give you some radiation, oftentimes just to the top of the vagina, and it's three separate radiations.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't normally give it to you to the whole pelvis unless we found something else. So the internal radiation in the vagina is pretty easy to do.
So you said radical. What is the difference?
Radical, we go much further out, take much more surrounding tissue, the upper third of the vagina. We usually do that for cervical cancer.
Okay. So
we think this is actually uterine rather than cervical.
Right. Okay.
Any way of preventing stuff? It seemed like such a high rate of occurrences.
Not really.
Food, diet?
No, nothing like
chemicals?
That.
No.
Mm-mm. You're right. And you don't take any hormones or anything. And we do see an increased incidence of this in women who have high blood pressure and diabetes. That's classic.
I think Dr. Pring will tell me that.
Mm-hmm. But we're going to take care of it.
Well,
and what kind of time frame? When can she get surgery?
I'm going to let you talk with Victoria. She's my surgical coordinator, and we'll get you set up and do it right after the new year.
Okay?
I'm going to be gone next week, so can't do it next week.
And then radiation, how frequent do you get that? Three?
Well, we'll wait and see what we actually got,
what we're dealing with
before we make any decisions there.
And you take biopsy of the uterus when you take it out to
do all of that? Yeah, the pathologist will look at everything. They'll look at how
so
deep
you,
it is.
You do a little and then readjust your plan, do a little.
Depending on what we find.
Right.
Taking this progesterone that Dr. Pringle?
No, go ahead and stop that.
Okay.
And you'll just do the normal scopic surgery, not the robotic?
No, it's robotic.
Robotic.
Yeah.
So actually the incisions are higher.
A little higher. Mm-hmm.
Away from the muscle so.
Yeah, decisions were a little higher.
Yeah. And that's a 2-week recovery?
Yeah, essentially everybody's back at work in 2 weeks. If you want to be, out longer, we'll let you be out longer, you know. But the recovery is such that most people are ready to go back in 2 weeks.
Well, I'm retired, so that doesn't apply.
Well, there you go.
Except
oh, it says retired.
Except for the babysitting.
Yeah.
I am full-time babysitting, it seems like.
You are?
She looks...
Oh, well, you definitely need 6 weeks off that.
Well, she looks too young to be retired.
That's right.
And how about her blood? There was some blood work that was supposed to be done last week, on Friday.
Yeah, I don't know about
that. And we're kind of concerned with her anemia because she is losing blood and she seems to be running down on energy.
Yeah, Dr. Pringle took blood. It was Friday, wasn't it?
Friday.
Yeah, she didn't send me any of those results.
Okay.
She just sent me the pathology report. Now, I would like to get a CAT scan ahead of time, see if we see any obvious sign of anything, okay?
Can that be scheduled next week?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Good.
It can be scheduled this week.
Okay. And how much of a CAT scan do they do?
Do the abdomen and pelvis.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get a chest x-ray also.
And when did you have a last one like that?
2 years ago when I was having urinary tract infections so much.
Okay.
So doing nothing, this would just progress.
Yeah, if you did nothing.
It would just progress and spread and...
You'd die of cancer. How long that would take, I don't know. But it wouldn't be reasonable to find out.
Right.
We're just thankful we got the early warning.
Yeah.
How much do you see of this in your daily routine?
You're my third new one today. And I see, I mean, that's what I do, is do gynecologic cancer surgery. Mm. And the type you have is the most common type of gynecologic cancer, so we see it a lot. I do, I do somewhere between 12 and 16 surgeries a week, and using the robot, we've done over around 2,000, I guess, robotic cases now.
Mm-hmm.
And are most of those patients high blood pressure and obese?
Yeah.
You don't get an occasional...
Well, it actually worries me more if they come in and they don't have those.
They're normal, yeah.
Because if they have a uterine cancer and they're not overweight and they don't have the high blood pressure and the diabetes, mm-hmm. they tend to have the more unusual high-grade type of tumors that are more aggressive. They tend to actually not do as well.
Well, then maybe high blood pressure and obesity is early warning.
It's something you should avoid anyway.
You get an earlier detection, maybe.
Well, the reason it happens is with weight, you produce a hormone called estrone. So even though, which is an estrogen, fatty tissue makes this estrone. So even though you don't take estrogen, your body's been producing estrogen,
mm-hmm.
and that's stimulated the lining of the uterus all this time, and since you're not ovulating, when you ovulate you make the progesterone, and so since you're not ovulating you've been stimulating it, and that's how a cancer tends to form.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So.
It is what it is.
But we're going to take care of it.
Good.
Okay. Victoria will be in just a minute. We'll get the surgery scheduled, okay?
Thank
okay.
you.
No other questions?
No, not now.
Nice meeting you. Sorry it's under these circumstances.
Me too.
We'll
but I'm glad that we're gonna do something about it.
We'll get it fixed.
And we're thankful for people like you that pursue something like this.
We'll see you soon, okay?
Okay.